Coming up, a look at router security next on Ask the Tech Guy. Ask the Tech Guy is brought to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless. Whether they're working in the office or remote, visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Ask the Tech Guy is brought to you by LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/Twit. Hello, everybody. Leo Laporte here. Time once again for Ask the Tech Guy. Questions from you, our listeners. This comes from Michael in Ontario, Canada. I've been using a D-Link router, wasn't completely happy with the performance, so I decided to try out Eero, longtime sponsor of our network. I had to call their tech support because I needed to connect devices that would only operate at 2.4 gigahertz. We talked about this a couple of episodes ago. To my surprise, I discovered not only could the tech remotely hide the 5 gigahertz transmission on my network, but he also could also see every device that I had connected to my Eero. He could even rename one of my devices. All this raised some privacy concerns for me. I'd have to assume if he could remotely hide part of the operation of my network, he could probably shut it down entirely. Absolutely. I assume that's the nature of cloud-based management, but that prompted me to abandon the idea of going any further with Eero. Is my concern overblown? Not really, but at the same time, I've been using Eero practically since they started, and I trust them. But you're right. Anytime you have a managed network, managed by a third party, there's always that risk. We're actually going through the house to wire everything, and the tech who's doing that suggested an Arachnus router that they could also manage remotely. And there's advantages to that. For one thing, if you're not a sophisticated user, the ability to call them up and saying, hey, could you reboot some devices, reboot the router, things like that, that's handy. And Eero is really designed for that normal user. And one of the selling points of the Eero, besides the remote management, is that they're constantly watching your network, looking at what kind of devices there are on the network, and shaping network traffic. They actually have a very sophisticated quality of service operation, so they could say, okay, I see Dad's watching Netflix in the living room, and I see that Junior is watching YouTube in the bedroom, but Mom's just on email. So we can prioritize the streaming traffic and let it be a little slower going to the email computer. And then should the roles switch, that will also switch. So Eero, in my experience, gets better and better as it starts to understand your network and shape the traffic on your network. That's something you could do if you had the right kind of equipment and the time and the willingness to do it. Most people, even I, don't have that capability or even want to spend time doing that. So that's the selling point of Eero. But you're absolutely right. I mean, they have godlike powers. And that is something perhaps to be concerned about. If it bothers you, there are other mesh systems that are not managed. You won't be able to call them up and say, turn off 5 gigahertz, for instance. I trust Eero. They are now owned by Amazon. Maybe you don't trust Amazon as much. I don't know. I have a lot of devices. In fact, really in a more broad context, civilized life is a matter of trust. As you're driving down the road, you have to trust that the person coming in the other direction isn't going to suddenly decide to occupy your lane. And we kind of bury in the back of our minds all of these risks. We don't like to think about it, but they happen all the time. Computing is an absolute act of trust. Every time you put a program on your computer or your phone or your laptop, you're trusting that the person who wrote that program isn't doing anything malicious. And as we know, they often are. Every time you use your router, you've got to hope that it's well configured, that it's getting security updates. There are lots of things that we do in the tech world that require trust. In fact, pretty much everything requires trust. You could make the case that the Eero is safer because as a managed service, they're automatically applying security patches and updates. Very frequently, I'll open up my Eero app and I'll see, oh, I got an update. I didn't do anything. That's not the case with most other routers. many, many routers, you have to remember to patch it. And if there is a patch, you have to apply it. We know that a lot of routers are not even patchable. There was just a study from the Fraunhofer Corporation that found a great many routers, most of them, you know, commonly used routers in the world, have security vulnerabilities and are running unpatched, either because their users didn't know enough to download the patches or the updated firmware, or because they weren't even available even if the users wanted them. That's one advantage you get from Eero and a managed system. I like Eero because I set my mom up with Eero. She's in Rhode Island. And I can, with the Eero app on my phone, not only manage my network, see all the devices, see their names. I can see her network. And if she has a problem, I can do some of that management myself. And, of course, she could always call Eero. I found Eero support to be very good, very reliable. The one or few times I've had to call them, they've not only given me great advice, but because they have managed access, they can get into the router, do stuff. They opened ports for me, for instance, and they stayed on the line to make sure that everything worked as expected after they made those fixes. So I understand your concern. And if it is the case that if you had, you know, a rogue employee at Eero who decided to shut down your network, they probably could do that. They probably could do that. On the other hand, I feel like the security offered by Eero, the automatic patches, the Eero Plus protection, make it worthwhile. I use it, and I'm not afraid of using it. And remember, no matter what Eero could do, your internet service provider could do and do worse. So there's anytime we compute, there's a huge amount of trust distributed all over the place. That's society. That's the modern world. We are all interdependent, and it's kind of the nature of the beast. It's hard to be in a situation where you're not dependent on another person. It really is. You'd have to move to a cabin in the woods and have no internet, provide all your own water and power, chop your own wood for your fire. That doesn't sound like much fun. I prefer civilization. Great question, though, Michael. And, you know, to answer your question, yes, it does mean they have that kind of access. And perhaps if that's something that bothers you, you should look elsewhere. Thanks for asking. Ask the Tech Guy brought to you today by LastPass. Your IT department at work has such a big job these days. New threats, new regulations. Strong security is tough. LastPass allows employees to do their work securely, whether they're in the office or at home. And LastPass never stores your master password, so hackers can't get to it. One of the other things I love about LastPass, encryption always happens only at the device level. Then it's encrypted and then synced to LastPass for safe storage. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. That's LastPass.com/twit. That's Ask the Tech Guy for this Monday. If you've got a question, email me. I'm getting many more than I can answer. I only can answer one a week. I'm getting hundreds a day now, but I still would love to hear from you. Ask the Tech Guy at twit.tv. Maybe we'll answer your question next week. Take care.
One more twit? Well, check out Hands on iOS, twit.tv/HOI, where I teach you all about iPhones, iPads, AirPods, Apple Watches, and so much more. If you want to get the most out of your device, then you got to check out Hands on iOS, twit.tv/HOI.
Stumped on a nasty tech conundrum? Email askthetechguy@twit.tv.